Today's daf is daf Ayin Aleph. We're holding by the Halakha Mishnah. Nadra v'yarusa nidgarsha bo bayom nidarsa bo bayom again. Afilu me'a avil ba'ala acharon mefir nidareh. So if she goes ahead, makes a neder while she's an arusa, and then she gets divorced, she gets remarried on the same day. This can happen many, many times, as long as it's on the same day. Now, why it has to be the same day, it's clearly if the father had already heard about it, it needs to be on the same day in order for the father to go ahead and to join up with the arusa acharon. Whether there's another reason that it might have to be on the same day, that we'll examine in the Gemara. But assuming that the father knows about it, so then as long as there's a father that is still able to be mefer because it's within the Yom Shamol, so then he is now mitztaref with the Orus, the final Orus, to go ahead and to be mefer. By the way, this already raises a little bit of a question in your mind about what the din would be if she goes ahead and would get married to the same guy after being at Garish. Here it says the other, she gets remarried, she gets married to the same guy. That we'll see in the Gemara as well. Zaklal, kol shelo yatza l'rishut atzma sha'achat, as long as she hasn't gone into her own rishut, which would be either through bogeret, or, if she, obviously that wouldn't be sha'achat, so then, as long as she didn't go to the chuppah for any time, she's always going to go back to the rishus of the father, and then the final orus is going to be made for the nedarim. Now, it's not 100% clear what nedarim the final orus is going to be made for. It's going to be made for the nedarim that already were nearer to the original orus. And then I understand, we learned that from Hayotihiyeh, that the father gets the rishus back again. So that means, okay, now if she goes ahead and she gets now married somebody new, we understand that the situation is exactly the way that it was. But the question is, how about nedarim that were in the rishus of another individual? Do those nedarim not only go back to the Av, they also go back now to the second Orus? Shmuel, this is the way the Ran understands it, improves it from the Gemara later, that Shmuel's assumption is, and that what we're about to learn is entirely Shmuel's understanding of this, and that he has this as a Kabbalah from his father, from his Rebbe, that the meaning of the Mishnah, when it says that the Avia Ubala Acharon Mefir Nedarea, is a reference to the Nedarim that pre-existed not only his own Erisin of the Orus Acharon, but that already existed at the time of the Orus Harishon, that it had been nearer to the first Orus. In which case, asks Shmuel, given that that's what I know, Minolon the Orus Acharon Mefir Nedarim Sheniru the Orus Harishon. How do we know that the situation at a remarriage is also not only provides access to the Dorim that were Kodmim, that we know that an Orus is made for Bekodmim because it says in the Dorim Allah, but how do we know that he's also able to be made for Bekodmim when the original Orus had already had Rishus on that Neder? How do we know that even the Dorim that were Nitrokna Rishut La'av also now pass on to the second Orus? Omar Shmuel, and again, even though the Gemara presents it as Shmuel is merely responding to the Gemara's assumption that this is known, and all he's doing is bringing a riot from the Pasuk, we'll see later on that that's not the case. That actually, and there's other places where the Gemara does this. In other words, it says the Omar in the middle of a statement by somebody. So this whole piece is being said by Shmuel. Omar Shmuel, the way that we know that this is true is because Omar Kro, this proves that the Dorim Shayu Alea Kvar, even though there were already the Dorim on her from before, nonetheless the Orus gets the Rishus over her. But how do you know? I mean, you're saying that that's even, we always knew that, we discussed that earlier. But maybe that's what I'm referring to, Dumani Mili Shalom Nirula Orus Harishon. Maybe these are only Nadarm that had never been known to the original Orus, and therefore they remained the way they were, and he is now the Orus, so to speak. But once the Neder was given over into the Rishus of an Orus, so now that Rishus was given back to the father, and perhaps it remains the father's. How do we know that that's something that is given into the Rishus of an Orus, Achara? And it says, therefore, Shmuel, no. The point over here is you don't have to say Unadorea Aleha. You could say Unadorea with her Nadorim. And that he takes over her and her Nadorim. Since it says Aleha, it means things that have been there and they're sitting on there yet from before. Meaning that they were already there from the time of the Aras HaRishon. Tanya Kavate de Shmuel, and as we'll see, the Tanya Kavate de Shmuel tells us very clearly that Shmuel is the author of the entire idea that an Aras Akron is made from Nadorim. Because if we were actually trying to bring a raya to Shmuel that it comes from the Pasuk, then we never do that. We never ever mention at this point any kind of raya that shows that it's the Pasuk of Aleha that is the basis of this. So it's clear that we're trying to bring a raya to the halacha, not to the Pasuk. And that's called Tanik Avasid Shmuel. So again, the Gemara at this point holds, Eshmuel, that an Orus that is now the fifth in line, maybe, that he's the last one to marry her today, and the father knows about the netter from before, and this is a netter that already had been presented to her first husband. I mean, she's gone through five in one day, you know, but her first husband 10 hours ago, and he was not Mefer, maybe he was Mefer, we'll see what the case was, that even so, the Av and the final Orus is the one that has the Rishus over the net. So we're trying to now bring a Raya to that. Tanya Kavasid Shmuel. Na'arachem Urasa. Avia Uba'ala Mefir Nidareh. Okay, that's our given. What are the complexities? Ketzad. Shama Avia Veheferla. Lohi Spika Ba'al Lishmoa Achemet. Now, so far, this is a case that we had before. The husband never heard about it. He dies. The case over there was that the Nitrok Rashut La'af. That was one of the cases that we had in the six-case bride. So over here, it's Nitrok Rashut La'af. There's no question at all. Okay. Problem here is that we introduce a completely new element. And the completely new element is that she got remarried on the same day. And we never talked about that. So over here, she's Nitarsa Bo Bayom. And in this case, the Baal never heard about the netter. So this isn't the issue that we're trying to address yet, right? Because we're looking for a case, what about if the original Baal had heard the netter? Does the last guy in line, does he inherit that right? Is he now able to join with the father in the Hafarat Nedarim? So in this case, she's Nitarsa Bo Bayom. And this guy might have died and she got married to another guy. I feel a mea pa'amid. It doesn't matter. And that we learn out from Imhayoti. Yeah, whatever the situation was prior to the original marriage, it's exactly the same now prior to the second marriage, the third marriage, the fourth marriage, or whatever.
This is just...
All right, now, how about if her first Orus heard about the matter? Shama ba'ala, ve'ferla. Now, he actually did a hafara. Now, we know from earlier that even though he did the hafara, as soon as he dies, the hafara is batal. So it really shouldn't matter to us whether he was mefer or not.
Father.
No.
The husband. Bala.
Yeah. So, shama ba'ala ve'ferla. V'lo yispika av lishmoa ad shemeta ba. The father never even heard about it. The Baal is now Mefer, and then he dies. Now, we had this case before. The case before is that since he dies, the Baal can be chozer, the Av can be chozer Mefer chalkosho Baal. Right? Because since now, even though the Baal was Mefer law, he can go ahead now and he, once he dies, that hafara is batal, and now it should be inherited by the father. Omar Rabbi Natan, hein divrei Beit Shammai, aval Beit Hillel omrim, ein yochol lahafer. That's what Beit Shammai holds, meaning. The case over here was not the case that we had earlier, where there was no machloket at all. Everything was fine in that earlier case, okay? But here we're talking about a case where we're also assuming it's a continuation of the original case, when nitarsa bo bayom. So now the question is, does the father inherit the rishus of the original baal, and therefore it no longer goes over to the arus, or is it actually that the second arus is now the guy who is going to be made for the neder together with the av? In other words, do we cross the arus out or not? Here it says the av all on his own, despite the fact that she has an arusat to somebody else, despite that, the father all on his own can go ahead and be mefer, even though she was nidarsa to another guy, and he is mefer even the chelik of the baal, not to mention his own chelik. I mean, that for sure he has to be mefer. And even though there's another baal, and you would think, no, the baal has to be mefer the chelik of the baal. No, not in this case. So we're introducing a completely new idea here. That once the baal, which we never talked about before, we talked about nitrokin reshut la'av, yes, but we never talked about what about after nitrokin reshut la'av, she goes ahead now and she gets remarried on the same day. Now, who is going to take care of the chelek of the original baal? The father or the new aris? So here it says the father takes care of that.
This is both from the original baal heard and didn't hear, or only?
No, where the baal heard and was mefer. Not only heard, he was also mefer.
Let's see if we can make that jump or not.
Wait,
no.
If the father didn't mefer,
and the father hadn't been mefer. Had the father been mefer during the lifetime of the baal, it would have been over. There's nothing to discuss. The netter was bought.
But if the baal himself.
But the Baal himself did mefer, but the father hadn't been mefer. Then the Baal died. Now we saw earlier that when somebody dies before the neder is nitbatel, his hafara is nitbatel. Right. So now somebody's going to have to take care of this neder. Who takes care of it? So there's two ways of looking at it. Either the father and the new arus take care of it, because she's gotten remarried, which would have been the din normally on a neder that was standing there. Yeah. So it would have been the din on a netter that had been re-standing there prior to the first erusin. That's one way of seeing it. The other way of seeing it is that since there's now an inheritance of the father of the reshut of a baal, so now the second baal has nothing to do with this. And the father takes care of this all on his own. Now that's what it says over here. The father takes care of it all on his own. Omar Rabbi Natan, Hein divrei Beit Shammai. That's only true of Libet Beit Shammai. This is not to be confused with the Rabbi Natan Beit Shammai Beit Hillel discussion in the other case, which was a case when the Av was mefer. The Av doesn't die, and the Baal dies without having been shomea. That the neder is too weak for the Baal. That's a separate issue. Don't get confused with that. It's not what we're talking about. In this case, the Baal died, and there's no extent how far that's going to be makdish the matter, right? Okay.
But
it doesn't matter, lechora, it doesn't matter that he did that far before he died, because we already saw that after death, that far is bata. If it wouldn't be the case that how far is bata after death, then if a father was mefer and died, and the orus is alive, the orus should be able to be mefer, but it said beferish before that he can't. Right? Why not? Because apparently since the father died, the hafar is batel, because it hadn't yet joined up with the hafar of the baal, and there's nobody to take his place, because an aris cannot be mefer without an av. So therefore, there's no way out of the conclusion that death is mevatel an existing hafar. Okay.
If the baal was married already, if he got married the same day, the arusan, he was the baal, and then could he mefer?
If he's the same baal?
The same baal.
The same guy gets remarried.
No. The father died.
No, the husband died, and she got remarried.
Ah, okay.
Right, that's the case.
And then the father died.
The father didn't die. The question is, can the father do the hafara alone, or does he need the baal?
No, okay. It's not. It's not so keeping track of it. It's very.
Right.
If the father was mefer and the baal was mefer on the same day, and they both died,
there's no neder. Because once the neder is mitbatel, it's mitbatel. It doesn't become recreated. It's just that the hafara doesn't work without, it's only a half of a hafara. So it didn't do anything. So if the guy dies, so now he has to start over again. Because the hafara doesn't achieve anything until it joins up with the other hafara. It's only a hafara b'shutafut. So if one of the shutafim dies, it doesn't help that the other one had done the hafara. And what are you going to do now? He's dead. We can't use his hafara now that he's dead. Okay.
Whether he's the one that made it or not, because it works out.
He's the one who made what?
The hafara. It might have been the Baal, but he died. It doesn't matter which one it is.
No, it does matter. Of course it matters. Yes. Of course it matters. The one who made the hafara, who dies, is mabatal his hafara.
Yes, yes, I know, but it doesn't matter whether it's the Baal or...
Oh, no. That doesn't right? matter. Yeah. But it's only the one who made it. It doesn't matter if it's the Av or the Baal. That's not what you said.
No.
All right, but now we're happy.
Yes.
Okay, good. Fine. So here, Omar Rabbi Natan, Ein Ein Divrei Beit Shammai. Now this last point... This is where the Ran understands it. There is a sheet of Rishonim that says the whole thing that we previously discussed is only Beit Shammai. We're going to learn like the Ran. So, Hein Hein Divrei Beit Shammai. This last piece that the father can be made for all on his own is only true Alibra Beit Shammai. Avo Beit Hillel Omrim Ein Yochol Afer. Meaning, Ein Yochol Afer all on his own. And he needs to be made for together with the new Oros. Okay? Okay. All right. Why is this true? For my pleading.
He's being
mocked. Not yet.
Pen?
Why not? Beit Shammai Sabre Nidorim Nami Shira'ui La'orus Nitrok Narashut La'av Umegiz Gailis Beit Hillel Sabre Avia Uba'ala Acharon Mefir Nidoreh Velo Megis Gaius. Now this is an extremely confusing sugya, because what it's saying on the surface can't possibly be true. In other words, what it sounds like it's saying is that the Dorim that were royal or Oros, the Chiddush in Beit Shammai is that even such Nidorim are being given over into the Rishus of the Father, whereas Beit Hillel would disagree somehow with that, which we know of 100% isn't true, because nobody argued before on the fact that if a Baal had known about a Neder and had died, that the father now, it's his Rokhan Rishus La'av. I mean, that was, there wasn't any discussion of that. We learned it out of a Pasuk. So it can't mean that. It's saying that, but it can't mean that. Furthermore, it can't be saying Megez Gaias in the way that it meant it before, that because it was Megez Gaias, therefore, there is no weakening done to the other half of the Neder, and it can still be inherited, because that's irrelevant. We're not talking about a question of inheritance over here. We're talking about a question of whether the other Oros is necessary in order to do it. This whole thing is absolutely mad. On the surface, it makes zero sense. Okay. So here's how the Ran understands it. The question over here is, we have to start a little bit earlier to figure out what the issue is that's really troubling. The real issue that's troubling is the very first statement that Avia Uba'ala Acharon Mefirin Nidareha. Why is it true that Avia Uba'ala Acharon or Mefirin Nidareha? In the case where it says that the father had heard and was made for before the Baal ever heard about it, right? But that is the very case that we said earlier, that Aliba de Beit Hillel, the father never gets the reshus over that neder, because of the fact that since he is still alive, and since Aliba de Beit Hillel miklash kolish, there's not enough neder left for him to inherit to be mefer. Therefore, correct? That was what Rabbi Natan had said on the earlier bright, that Aliba de Beit Hillel, you cannot, once the father is made for, without a Baal ever having heard about it, the Baal can, the Av cannot inherit the chelik of the Baal if the Baal dies. Because since there is an existing hafara, because he didn't die, the father, and that existing hafara covered 90% of the neder, because the Baal had never heard about it. And Beit Hillel says that the way that hafara works is by gradually weakening the neder. So what is left to hand over to the Baal? There's nothing left. If there's nothing left, asks the Ran, and this, of course, is the reason why there are those who Rishonim will learn that indeed this statement is not true on Libra de Beis Hillel. Okay? It's the Ran who's now supporting the sheet of the Rishonim who says nonetheless it's true on Libra de Beis Hillel as well. And that only on the last piece are we arguing. Okay? Nonetheless, it's not a problem. Why? Says the Ran. Because although it's true that there's not enough neder left for an Av to inherit, and therefore you would think that if the Orus comes along, there's nobody that's going to be able now. Big deal, the Orus came along. But doesn't he have to get it from the Av? No.
The new Orus.
The Chiddush over here is that we view the new Orus as simply fitting into the slot of the old Orus. That's the point. So in other words, the new Orus is going to be doing the slight level of Afara that's left for an Orus to do.
According to
everybody. Everybody. Okay. So then, but of course this doesn't prove Shmuel's contention yet, because Shmuel said even in a letter that was near La Orus, and over here it wasn't near La Orus. Okay. So once we understand that there's this issue involved, let's take a look now and consider what the problem may be. I'll leave it a Beit Shammai over here. Actually, what the solution is, I'll leave it to Beit Shammai, because Beit Shammai is saying that the father all on his own can take care of this neder. So the Gemara is saying the reason that the father alone can take care of this neder is because of the fact that even though, now this is what it's saying, even though these nedorim were in ro'oi la'orus, nonetheless, nitroklan reshut la'av. Let us ignore that statement for a moment because it's very disturbing. And it has nothing to do with the issue over here. Because there's no argument about that fact. Even Beis Hillel agrees to that. What is important to us right now is Megis Gaius. What does Megis Gaius mean in this context? Something completely, its implications are completely different from what it meant in the previous brayta. It means simply this. When you've got an Orus, I mean, the main question is, if you've got an Orus, who the heck cares whether it's Megis Gaius, not Megis Gaius, he died. So if he died, it didn't do anything, because that far is Bota, right? So it's irrelevant whether it's Megis Gaius, Mikvah, the whole thing is crazy. The only way to understand it, says the Ran, is like this. What's given over into the Reshut of an Orus, that the other Orus would be coming to take the place of the original Orus, is where there is something that is left for an Orus to do. In this case, the original Orus shot his bolt. Because Bishleim, if you hold Miklash Kolish means there is no impact whatsoever on this Hafara until it joins up with something, right? It doesn't really affect a Neder in total. Since the first Orus, when he was made for, utilized his koach to actually cancel half of the neder. Right. If there are originally two zaytin, now there's only one zayit that's also, right? So that's what Megis Gaius means. Therefore, there's nothing for the other Orus to stand in place of. Because it was already used up, because it actually did something. So you'll say, big deal that it did something, but he died, it's batel. That's not the point. So fine, you're right, so now the Av has to take care of it, because it was batel. That's true. But the chelek of the Orus is gone, kaput. There's nothing for another Orus to take over. The Orus did his thing. So you're saying, even though he did his thing, it's batel, so how are we going to use Bimamata the Netter? You're right. The father will come now and on his own take care of the chelek of the Orus. That's the point.
But if he hadn't heard,
So then he didn't use his bolt, then you would need the last Orus, which is what the first case was.
And that's the
then you need the father and the new Orus, the last Orus.
This is Beit Hillel?
This is Beit Shammai. Whereas according to Beit Hillel, since the first Orus doesn't achieve a darn thing before he dies by being made for. Because being mock Lushanetters, being mock, big deal, that's not a pula. When I died, it didn't do anything. Right? I didn't take away the netter. I didn't take away half of the netter. What I did was I prepared the netter for the conclusion of the Aphora where the father is made for. Big deal. So when he goes ahead and dies, it's like, so what did he achieve? Nothing. So now we need the second Oris to take his place. Therefore, according to Beit Hillel, we now have the other Oris taking the place of the first Oris. The only problem that remains is the language of the first piece. Nidorim Nami Shiroi La'oros Nitroka Rishut La'av, which is irrelevant. Ah. But if we dray that to mean, we're not talking about Nitroka Rishut La'av, we're talking about the problem of whether it would have been Nitroka Rishut La'oros. In other words, clearly there's a difference where the original Oris did hear about it and was made for it, where over there, there is no place for the Oris, right?
The new
Oris. The new Oris. So in other words, because it does impact the Oris, we discuss it over here in terms of Nitroka Rishut La'av, that is to say, Nitroka Rishut La'av totally without the other Oris. That's what it means. It's very misleading. Because it's talking about this particular case where there's an Oris around. Despite that, the Drokin Rishut La'av, even though...
Is that what the Nami is?
Yeah, he says that's the only way we could do the Nami. Right? Because what it's saying, Nami, doesn't make sense
at
all.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. Whereas Beit Hillel Sabra, you still need the last Oris, Avihu Baal Acham Efir Nidorea, because he didn't achieve anything. And that's why it doesn't say Beit Hillel Sabri Miklash Kolish. Because it's irrelevant. What's relevant is Velo Megis, guys. It didn't do a darn thing. That's the point. I don't care what it does. Right? It's irrelevant. We're not arguing over here the issue of Miklash Kolish or Megis Gaius. I just tried to point out to you it didn't do anything. If it didn't do anything, that means that there is now a place for someone to stand in locum Oris Rishon. And that's the Oris Achron. That explains the machlok is beautiful. Now remember, we never did bring a tiny kavati to Shmuel by showing a pasuk. The only tiny kavati to Shmuel that we ended up having is by showing that there never was a machloket about the fact that the second Orus is certainly going to inherit Nidorim that were seen to the first Orus. The only machlokes between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai was in the case where maybe the father could do it all on his own. But the father couldn't do it all on his own, where the Baal had heard, but hadn't been mefer, then everybody agreed, the Baal and the Oris Acharon, the Av and the Oris Acharon, are going to be made for the Neder, even though the first Oris had heard about it. That's clear from the whole discussion between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. So it's obvious that Shmuel is right in saying that an Oris Acharon is made for Nedarim that were nearer to the Oris Rishon. But we're not proving that Shmuel is right about the pasuk that he brought. The main thing that concerns us is the din that he brought. Again, Ron, simple approach to a sugya that have other people in stitches. In knots, anyway. Okay. Iboyle. Yeah. Gerushin kishkika dam yahokakama dam. How about divorce? We've been talking about death. Death isn't planned. So in the Mela, we understand that if the guy dies before he was Mayfair, we don't say to him, well, if you wanted to be Mayfair, you shouldn't have died. But in a case where a guy divorced, he knows that, well, if he divorces her, then basically he's not being Mayfair. So is that to be looked at as if he wasn't Mayfair for the full time given to him? Because he's ending the time. So if he's not made for the day that he hears, that is the same as a hakama. So over here, the divorce basically finishes the whole thing. It's as if he's being mekayem, I'm not going to be made for. So I wasn't made for until now I'm handing you a divorce. I'm not going to be made for. That's the same thing as saying I'm being mekayem. So how do we look at it?
Or
so do we say it's kishtika damya? He's not saying I'm not going to be made for. He's saying I outed before the time was up. It's irrelevant to me. And therefore, it should be kishtika damya, or do we say kakama damya? Lamai nafkamina, the nafkamina would be kagon shenadra, v'shama ba'ala, v'girsha, v'ahadra b'yume. The guy divorces her, but then he remarries her before the day is up. It's the same guy. So if you hold it's kishtika, so then he could still be made for because he's still within his 24 hours, right? But once he's Mekayim, Ooh, then we got problems. And then he's not able to. Mm-hmm. So what do we do now? This case so far doesn't have to do anything with the father, with the daughter. This is just not a regular person that's married, right? A case where a guy divorces a wife. So is it if he was Mekayim or he wasn't made for it? Just say, what the heck's the difference? Who's going to be made for the net or now? He divorced her. Ah, he remarries her. That's the question. Okay?
Once she's divorced, uh-huh. She can't be made for her own net or go get her own net and then
she can always get a bitul. That's okay. Chochem.
But that's not going to change anything? The fact that she's got her own reshus there?
No. It's the same thing. You can always get bitul on the net. If he's not made for the netter in the first day, that doesn't mean you can't go to a chacham, right, and be shoyel on the netter. Okay. So, now we take a look back on our case of Aarus and apply the lesson there to here. But we don't need to confuse the case as with the case of Aarus, of course. Toshma. In Matay Amru Meita Baal Nidrok Rashut La'av Bizman Shalo Shama Baal O Shama Ve'efer O Shama Ve'shatak O Meit Bo Bayom. Our bright, the complicated bright that had started our, introduced us to this lovely sukkah. Now, it didn't say a darn thing about Gerishin over there. It only talked about, now, let me ask you something. Iyamit Gerishin Kishtika Dama. Isn't it a good chiddush to add in that list? Litne nami o shama v'girei. She's giving me all the possibilities, right? She's saying, if shama habal and shama v'afer or shama v'shatak, how about shama v'girei? How come you left out that piece, right? So midolo taniyachi. Since you didn't write shama v'girei, apparently gerishin would indeed be ka'akam adam. Well, once he's mekayim, then there's nothing to get back to the yav. He was already mekayim. Says the Gemara, that's a beautiful diak, except for the unfortunate Sefer. Ema Sefer. What are you going to say about the Sefer? Aval. Im shama v'kiyem, o shama v'shatak, umeit bo bayom. Oh, I'm sorry, o v'shatak, umeit b'yom shalacharab. Ein yochol la'afer. V'iyam a gerishin ka'kama damo. Now you're claiming that gerishin is like ka'kama, so then why doesn't it say also the case, litnei nami, O Shema V'Giresh. You make the opposite diak now. Since it doesn't say Shema V'Giresh, so Midoloka Taniyachi, Shema Mina Gereshin is actually Kishtika Dam. So clearly, Mihalekala Mishma Mina, we cannot make a diak here. But how do you explain it? Why not? Why did we leave it out? Because I'll tell you, Iresha Dafka, if the Resha was meant Dafka, that you can't say Gerishin because Gerishin would actually be in a Hakama, then the reason we don't mention Gerishin in the Sefer is to keep it parallel to the Resha. Nosif Sefer Mishum Resha. We only want to talk about in the Sefer the opposite cases that we mentioned in the Resha, so we can't talk about the Gerishin. And he Sefer Dafka, the reason that we couldn't say it in the Sefer Gerishin is because in fact Gerishin would be a Shtika, then the reason that we didn't mention in the Resha is because Nashiv Resha Mishum Sefer. I don't want to say something in the Resha that I'm not going to show you the opposite of in the Sefer. So Mamela, this Brighter doesn't discuss that issue. Tomorrow, we'll see if we can come to a conclusion about this issue. Nadra v'yavusa, nitgarsha bo bayom, nitasa bo bayom, afilo l'meya, avio ba'ala, haram, mefirin nidareya. Zehakla. By going under the chuppah, or by becoming a bogeret, obviously. Given, says Shmuel, that I know that Orus Achron Mefer Nidorim Shinir Orus Arishon, mean Alon, or Mashmuel, or Makrovim, Ayoti Elishin Nidorim Shalyu Nidorim Shalyu Alea Kvar. How does that prove anything? Dimahani Milish Alon Nir Ala Orus Rishon. Avon Nedarim Shinirul Oris Rishon Lo Matzi Mei for Oris Acharon Alea Kroyetera Tanya Kavati Gishmona. Okay, continues now our review. Tanya kavazir shmu na'aram urasa aviyah ba'ala mefirin nidoreah ketsa shoma aviyah ve'eferla ולא הספיק הבעל לשמוע עד שמת, ונתעשה בו ביום אפילו מאה פעמים, אביהו בעלה האחרון מפרים לדוריה. שמע בעלה והפר לה ולא הספיק, סורי, ולא הספיק אף לשמוע. עד שמת הבעל, חוזר האב, ומפר חלקו של בעל נתמן שנזון. אומרים רבי נתן, אין דברי בית שמאי ובית הלל, אומרים אין יכול לאחר. מה יקריגי? בית שמאי סברין הדורים שנראו נעמי לאורס נתרוק לרשות לאב ומגיז גייז. בית הלל סברי אביהו בעלה האחרון נתיר נדוריה ולא מגיז גייז. איבו אלו גרשים כשתיק אדם ילקה כמה אדם יל. מה נפקא מינה? כגון שנדרה ושמע בעלה וגירשה. ויעד רבי יומי. שי יאמר מר כשתיק אדם ימוצא מאיפה לו. יאמר מר כמה אדם לא מוצא מאיפה לו. תשמע. אם אתה אמרו מת הבעל נתרוק לרשות לאב בזמן שלא שמע הבעל לא שמע והפר שמע ושתק ומת בו ביום והיא אבר גרש הדס כשתיקה לתנמי או שמע וגירש מראה לא תניה כשמע מן הגרש אין ככה מאדם לא, אין בסיפה אבל אם שמע וקיים או שמע ושתק ומת ביום של אחריו אין יכול להפר והיא אמר גרש אין ככה מאדם לתנמי ואם שמע וגירש אלא מילה לא קטני אחרי שמע מן הגרש כשתיקה אדם. So clearly, אלא מילה הלך אלא מכשמע מינה. Erasure דווקא, the reason must be that why it wasn't mentioned in the erasure is דווקא, הסייפה is דווקא, erasure דווקא, the נוסיף סייפה משום רשע, because I can't say the opposite. And he's סייפה דווקא, not saying it in the סייפה is דווקא. נוסיף רשע משום סייפה, because I couldn't be מהפכת in the other case.